following practice Friday, the Broncos held a team meeting to recognize community service to their Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. Owner Pat Bowlen commented on the Broncos' excellent work in the community, and the awards were given out. First, the Broncos awarded Hamza Abdullah, Nick Ferguson, Dre Bly, and Mike Leach with the Ambassador Award, which recognizes up-and-coming players in the community. Following those awards, then came the three finalists, along with the winner for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, which one player wins per team for their outstanding service to the community. Champ Bailey, Jay Cutler, and John Lynch received nominations, but there was only one winner, Dominique Foxworth, who has devoted the past year to service, especially to the Boys and Girls Club. Foxworth has been active more than any other player and was truly honored.
I was nominated last year also, so I mean, nomination was good, but just to have your name in the category, Walter Payton, I mean, never thought growing up that I would be anywhere near Walter Payton in any category ever. And then to be able to edge out Champ Bailey and John Lynch and Jay Cutler, those are big names in this league, so I have a lot of respect for those guys, and I'm happy I was able to be a part of it. I've always been involved. Like I said, I was nominated last year, but this year, obviously, there was an extra focus, a little more motivation to be a part of it because of the tragedy that we had take place. But it's something that this organization feels strongly about.
Foxworth still has his sights set on the Darren Williams Memorial Teen Center, which is scheduled to be finished next spring.
I can't explain how important it is to me. It means so much because it kind of puts a positive spin on what's gone on, and I hope it'll give me the final bit of closure that I need. I feel like we've accomplished something, and it still hurts to think about, and when the whole thing happened with Sean Taylor, it just hurts, and that's how I've been mourning, is working there, and that I feel just be the crown jewel on all of our hard work around here.
And as long as Dominique Foxworth can ever help someone in need, the community can count on number 22 being there to show support. Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.